what we've identified was the emergence of resistance amongst a particular type of bug called gram-negative agents. And these agents are predominantly cause things like urinary tract infection, and in hospitalized patients can cause things like abdominal infection, bloodstream infection, and pneumonia. There's a particular mismatch in terms of the discovery of new drugs to treat this particular type of bug and the emergence of resistance. And unfortunately, drug companies haven't really kept up with the emergence of resistance amongst bacteria of this type. And as a result, what was reported in China last week was the very first time that we've really seen the emergence of resistance in a particular way, which is a major concern from an infection prevention and control perspective. Now is actually quite an important time, really, in terms of the evolution of antibiotic resistance.
Now, you're going to be visiting acute hospitals across the country. Recently, Letterkenny General Hospital received an unfavourable report from HICWA in terms of its hygiene. Now, that's only one element of what's going to be a very, very overarching review, I'm sure. But how important is hygiene, and particularly hand washing, in terms of fighting bacteria like these?
Absolutely. Infection prevention control goes hand in hand, really, with antibiotic stewardship, which is what we're talking about today, in terms of looking to try and manage the emergence of antibiotic resistance. So you can have fantastic practice in terms of antibiotic usage, but if good fundamental practice around infection prevention control, including hand hygiene, isn't there, you're not really going to manage this issue. So we need good practice in terms of infection control and the usage of antibiotics to manage this issue. And the work that HICWA has done in that area is very much aligned with the project that we're now doing around looking to promote best practice around antibiotic usage.